Senator, can you hear us?
Hello?
Senator?
Yes.
Well, you're here.
Yes, indeed. Good to be with you.
Well, we know that you wanted to be here personally because the last time you joined us, I think you ran six blocks through some sort of a holdup that was going on, and you made it into the room then. And I know you want to be in the room with us now, but if it has to be on the phone, we appreciate that too.
Thank you so much, and it is great to be with you. Can you hear me okay?
We can, sir.
Good. Well, let me apologize. We are voting every 10 minutes in what's called a vote-a-thon as we work towards passing the budget for the United States of America here in the Senate. So literally, we're voting every 10 minutes. We started about 1:30. We'll be going to about 10 o'clock tonight. In between votes, I'm spending 9 minutes working on a case that addresses the culture of life, the dignity of life, and it's a case that all of you are familiar with and you may have talked about today. It's the Terry Schiavo case. I had the opportunity when I was in Florida last week to talk to the neurologist who has been taking care of her in the past. I have talked to the state senator who is in charge of the Judiciary Committee there, and it's clear to me that we in the United States Senate, in order to prevent her from being starved to death, are going to have to act. Florida is dealing with the case now, but it's unclear whether they will be able to, and so I can promise you that I will not leave tonight or tomorrow until we do everything we can and ultimately save the life by preventing the starvation of Terry Schiavo. Let me just step back for a minute and say that you stand up for our children, you stand up for our families, you never back down. That's why we are winning these larger battles today. As Ronald Reagan said nearly 30 years ago, he said, "I refuse to believe the good Lord divided this world into Republicans who defend basic values and Democrats who win elections." I say those words because together we are leading our nation forward. We have a president, we have a House of Representatives, we have a Senate that shares our values, and the American people are on our side. In this Congress, we're going to continue to work on issues that are important to you, to me, and above all, to America's future. That includes good judges, the sanctity of marriage, as I just mentioned, the culture of life, as well as protection for the unborn. One of the first tests we will have is this whole confirmation of judges. This is at the top of the challenges that we must overcome in this Congress. We all know that activist judges in the past have recently cited international law written by UN bureaucrats. They directly undermined marriage being between a man and a woman. They struck down our partial birth abortion bans. And these activist judges are not interpreting the Constitution. They're rewriting it. That's wrong. And it's something that I know you're committed to and I'm committed to. I'm also committed to overcoming the minority's filibuster and restoring this 220 years or more of Senate tradition in history. Sure that every judge who comes out of the committee gets the up or down vote he or she deserves. The minority broke the tradition, they violated the founder's intent, and we will bring the president's nominees up for a vote, and we will confirm them. Hey, the second issue that I'll briefly mention is what our government has got to do, and that is defend the institutions our society rests on, and especially the marriage between a man and a woman. Monday's terrible decision in California reminded us of the stakes. We got activist trial court judges and their allies on the left who will not stop until they have imposed their vision of marriage on every state in the union. And let me just say that we have got to, we will take action to preserve and protect and defend the sanctity of marriage between a man and a woman. We all know the American people stand with us. Everywhere they voted on a state constitutional amendment to protect marriage, it passed. We will once again bring an amendment to the floor when the time is right. I and others will be discussing with you when the appropriate time is. Last year we had to make sure it was an issue on which Americans could express their views at the polls. We brought it to the floor. We accomplished that. We know we're right, and we want to win. We want to protect marriage from activist judges once and for all, and we will do it. Thank you. Let me just comment on a couple of other things, and then we're in the middle of the road, so I'll have to run. But the third, but certainly not last, we've got to move forward on protecting the sanctity of every human life. I will do it on the floor with the strong support of my senators in a bill that will save Terry Schiavo's life today. And I think hopefully that speaks directly to the fact that this Congress, under this leadership, focuses on the dignity of life and the sanctity of life in a very direct way. When Congress returns after our recess, we'll consider the Child Custody Protection Act. I don't know exactly what day that will be, but as you know, this law makes it illegal to transport a child across state lines to get around parental notification laws on abortion. We all heard about the story of the 14-year-old Pennsylvania girl where her boyfriend's family forced her to having an abortion without her parents' knowledge. It's wrong on so many levels that it's hard to even know where to begin, but I do know that we must pass this law so that sort of thing will never happen again. Our laws must recognize that unborn children are real people, people able to feel pain, and that's why we will also pass a bill called the Unborn Child Pain Awareness Act, a bill that many of you have participated in and have discussed. I truly believe with this leadership, working with the President, that in this Congress we can pass these measures, and this Congress will become the most pro-family Congress in our nation's history. Let me just close, and I apologize for coming right in the middle of your program and appreciate you, your understanding, but let me just say thank you from the bottom of my heart. The work that you do makes our country a beacon of liberty and a beacon of freedom for the world. I've had the opportunity to travel in many places around the world as a medical mission person in delivering health care to people in the really underserved areas on many continents. I go to Africa every summer to provide health care to people who are pretty far away from any type of electricity or health facility. I always take with me, even out in the bush of Africa, 1,000 miles south of Khartoum and 500 miles west of the Nile River, where there's no electricity, there are no automobiles, there are no generators even. I take a little picture of the capital of the United States of America, where I'm blessed to work every day, where I'm sitting right now. And it's amazing, even out of the bush, when I pull that picture out, in whatever dialect they happen to speak, they say, America. And then right after that, they say, freedom. And these nation symbols are just that. It's freedom and democracy in the world. And we speak to the world by liberty, by democracy, by freedom, and that's reflected in the work that you do and what we do on the floor of the Senate. These symbols are bright symbols. They touch the souls of people who live in the darkness of poverty, the darkness of war, and in the darkness of tyranny around the world. Our symbols provide that hope, and I will continue to rely on your help and your support and your guidance and your prayers as we move forward in this cause of freedom. thank you for what you do, and I look forward to seeing you, and I apologize for not being with you there today. Thank you. God bless you all.
Thank you, Senator.
That was wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you, Senator. Now, you understand, according to your program, we were actually scheduled for a break at 3:15. This was the reason we could not take the break. We wouldn't want you out munching on cookies while Senator Frist called. So we had to do it this way, and we appreciate your indulgence. Also, I was going to introduce to you, for those of you who don't know, Connie Mackey. In addition to
session, because we were within an hour of finishing our work, and urged us to stay in session. I told them that it would be very difficult to do that, it got to the point that we had nothing else to do and we had to adjourn. They waited until after we adjourned to pass their bill because the Democrats who wanted to vote for this bill for political cover knew that if once we had adjourned, we would not be in session to pick up this bill so they could vote for it, knowing that it's going to die. That is the real situation we find ourselves in. Now, yesterday we spent all day trying to work on our bill in the Senate. We obviously saw the gridlock that we were coming to, so we were grasping at straws at anything that we could find to put off pulling the feeding tube out in an hour or less. And we came up with the idea of getting Tom Davis, our chairman of the Government Reform Committee, to subpoena Terry as a witness and her equipment, so it has to be frozen in place. We issued that subpoena this morning. The last we have checked, I don't know what it is, but we have a lot of confidence that they will not pull the feeding tube because of this subpoena. We also came up with the idea and gave it to the Senate, and the Senate sent a letter of inquiry, which under the law, we found this little obscure law that says if a Senate committee sends a letter of inquiry, you have to freeze everything in place for 10 days until the answer to the questions in the inquiry. So we're on dual tracks. We have a letter of inquiry, we have a subpoena, and the reason we did that is to spend the weekend trying to pass the House bill in the Senate. We cannot go back in session today, tomorrow. We can't go back in, by Constitution, we cannot go back in session till Monday. The Senate is still in session. They have not passed the concurrent resolution of adjournment. So this notion that all we have to do is come back Monday and pick up the Senate bill, the House can do that, is not where we are at. We want the Senate to go back into session that they can do today, tomorrow, Sunday, I don't care, and at least give us a chance to pass the House bill, which is the superior bill. Now, we'll be fighting this fight all weekend. Hopefully, as the events occur today, we will have stayed pulling the feeding tube to give us the opportunity to fight this fight. But the point is, whatever happens come Monday, we're going to solve this issue one way or another. And my admonition to you is, if you could help us, I'm going to a press conference in just a minute, and name Senator Ron Wyden, Senator Carl Levin, and Senator Bobber Boxer are stopping us from saving Terry Schiavo's life by not passing the House bill. And we need to put as much pressure on the Senate, not the House. The House is in fine shape to do the right thing.
Don't call us.
Whatever senators contact you have, please contact them. I know what they're going to tell you. Well, if the House would just take our bill up, it'd be law. Well, I feel if the Senate would just take up our bill, it'd be law. Now, one of these two bills are going to be law in the next few days. But if we have to choose, the one that's most superior and helps Terry more is to get this case out of that state court and into another court. And the Senate bill does not do that. And we can settle this once and for all. You won't have a whole bunch of court cases and all this kind of stuff, although they probably challenge the constitutionality of our law. We think we're standing on very solid constitutional grounds because all we did is amend an already existing statute and have it applied to Cherry. This is critically important. I know you know that. It is more than just Terry Schiavo. This is a critical issue for people in this position, and it is also a critical issue to fight the fight for life, whether it be euthanasia or abortion. And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, one thing that God has brought to us is Terry Schiavo to elevate the visibility of what's going on in America. That Americans would be so barbaric as to pull a feeding tube out of a person that is lucid and starve them to death for 2 weeks. I mean, in America, that's going to happen if we don't win this fight. And so it's bigger than any one of us. And we have to do everything that is in our power to save Terry Schiavo and anybody else that may be in this kind of position. And let me just finish with this. This is exactly the issue that's going on in America, that of attacks against the conservative movement, against me and against many others. The point is the other side has figured out how to win and defeat the conservative movement. And that is to go after people personally, charge them with frivolous charges, link that up with all these do-gooder organizations funded by George Soros, and then get the national media on their side. That whole syndicate that they have going on right now is for one purpose and one purpose only, and that's to destroy the conservative movement. It's to destroy conservative leaders, and it's just, not just in elected office, but leading. I mean, Ed Colner today at the Heritage Foundation was under attack in the National Journal. I mean, this is a huge nationwide concerted effort to destroy everything we believe in. And you need to look at this and what's going on and participate in fighting back. Don't, you know, the one way they stopped churches from getting into politics was Lyndon Johnson, who passed a law that said you couldn't get in politics or you're going to lose your tax-exempt status because they were all opposed to him when he was running for president. That law we're trying to repeal. It's very difficult to do that. But the point is when they can knock out a leader, then no other leader will step forward for a while because they don't want to go through the same thing. But if they go after and get a pastor, then other pastors shrink from what they should be doing. It forces Christians back into the church, and that's what's going on in America. The world is too bad, I'm going to go get inside this building, and I'm not going to play in the world. That's not what Christ asked us to do. And so they understand that. It is a political maneuver, and they are going to try to destroy the conservative movement, and we have to fight back. So, please, this afternoon, each and every one of you, if you know a senator, give them a call. Tell them, they'll say, our bill can pass in the House. Tell them, that's fine, your bill's okay, but the House bill is better, and I want the House bill, particularly if you know Democrats. Don't let them get off the hook by hiding behind one house and the other is adjourned. We can do anything we need to do to pass any bill that we need to pass. So I appreciate what you're doing. God bless you, and thank you for the Family Research Council.
Say Terry's law, Terry, the bill for Terry Schiavo, they'll know exactly who that is. I have been in the 18 months I've been here, and prior to that, back when I was even in the legislature in Louisiana, I came up with pastors and met with Congressman DeLay in his office many times. And I want you to know what he has told me consistently, and not just me, but other leaders, top on his agenda. And one of the reasons he's worked to build a conservative majority is that he wants to see abortion outlawed in America. He wants that has created on him as a result of saying that he is number one enemy to the liberal syndicate on the left that wants to take him out. And so I challenge you to pray for him, to talk to your Republican members of Congress who are in his, are part of the Republican team to support their leader. I know the work this man is doing. I vouch for his work. I vouch for the man's character. And I encourage you to stand with him and support him in the work that he's doing for families, that he's doing for life, for the unborn here in our nation's capital.
Thank you.
Thank you.